big thumbs up to you, Chris, for letting us do the Decoded After Dark because I was away this weekend. So thanks for letting me do this.
No, it's no problem. I feel like we, you know, when we were chatting on, when were you talking on Friday?
Talking about Friday.
Our product line, being able to offer the After Dark and the regular version. And then what's the other stuff? So we got After Dark, we got Summer School. You were mentioning the binary code. So you got the little reflection action going on the website or YouTube. What's that? Summer School, After Dark, the regular one. There's four. I thought we hit five with the binary code. Do we have another one? Maybe not. That's still a pretty good product line. So
when's the kombucha coming out?
Oh, as how am I enjoying it? I've only had that much. Oh,
that's great. A big one, dude.
Yeah, it is. How many mils is this? 375. I don't know what the portion's getting supposed to be. I like its effervescence. It's gingery. It's ginger.
I like ginger.
Yeah, ginger and rooibos. Brewed in Canada. So this nice. Is Canadian kombucha. I just switched up the emphasis for fun there. Curveball. Can I throw you one?
Do it.
All right. So can we drop into MADPD for a moment?
Yeah. Let's do it. MADPD.
MADPD. So who are the MADPD mad scientists? We'll drop them in there first. So we got Derek Rodenizer and Peter Cameron. Does he go by Peter? Peter?
I always call him Peter.
See, my instinct is always to shorten it to Pete because that was my dad's name. I think I go to Pete. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Peter, let us know. What do you prefer to be your handle? Peter or Pete?
Can I throw in that MAD TV? MADPD stands for Make a Difference Professional Development. Okay, I just wanted to drop that there.
No, that I think that's important. And is this the third iteration?
I believe so, yes.
The third you're dropping into it. So make a difference, professional development, personal development, I guess. How would you characterize this event? What would you sort of say? Someone's like, what's up with that MADPD? How would you?
It's an online conference that's broken up throughout one day in May. And every hour, there's a handful of presentations. And it's all like YouTube Live stuff. So Make a Difference PD is about people presenting things that they've done or that they're doing or that they want to talk about that they believe is making a difference in the work that they do. And in the people that, like the students that they work with or the faculty that they work with. And I think it's a really awesome, organic, online, true PD for people who want to present what they're up to and people who want to soak it up on their own time at their leisure. How is that? Is that a cool description?
That's solid. I was mind blown. I was mind blown when I was looking through. I was looking through someone's feed, and I don't have my Twitter feed up. It's Miss J. You and I have sort of talked about Miss J. I don't know if she's a first or second year teacher. Is it Jack Miak? Apologize, Miss J, if I'm saying that wrong. My Twitter feed's not kicking up. But I'm a teacher from the States, and I think she's in her first or second year of teaching, and she's connected. This dude's connected. She's got a broad digital, she's got the PLN, the digital PLN that, you know, you and I have talked about that could be of pretty deep value to someone that's jumping into teaching. I think from the depth of it, she's been nurturing this PLN for a while. And sort of just in bits and pieces of sort of getting to know her and what she's posted online, I saw somewhere in there that she is accrediting this Make a Difference PD session as, like, I think she even called it an international conference.
She did refer to it as that, yes.
And it's kind of a, that's a little mind-blowing. I mean, in a positive fashion, and it totally puts a spin on the whole, what you're doing online is so much bigger sometimes than what you realize. You know, we kind of take, I'd say a take for granted, but to sort of go live each week with you on here, like, it, there's an element of just us chatting, but the reality of it is, you know, someone comes across the link, they could be listening somewhere on the other side of the world, I guess. And I don't often, are you ever aware of that anymore? Do you ever think of the other when you're sort of posting? And I don't mean the, I love how, go back to, and I'll paraphrase, but something that Roy and Lee said is that when he sort of started to really respect social media in a lot of ways as like a, as a form of communication, he stopped looking at it like a party that was always going on. He wanted to make sure that he was supporting anyone that would be an audience member for what he was producing and putting out there. And he said it kind of switched his lens a little bit in how he did social media. When does it pop up in your head that there could be an audience out there, either listening in or checking in, or just maybe never checking in but paying attention? When does that creep into your kind of mindset?
To be honest with you, when we're not discussing it like we are now,
mm-hmm.
it pops into play when someone in real life refers to the podcast or to a blog post or to a vlog. When they'll say, hey, and it catches me off guard because they'll refer to something that we've talked about. But because my head's not in the game in that, like when we do this, when you and I talk and do the podcast, it really is not for other people. I mean, it's kind of cool that there's some interaction happening now, but it doesn't really hit me until somebody says something that they're referring to something that you and I said here. That's generally how it's kind of been playing out. And, you know, well, it happened this evening. So when I was logging into our account to put the podcast on Google Hangouts, I noticed that we have a new subscriber. Alana King subscribed to the channel, which is really cool because, you know, I've been following Alana for years. I've met her once or twice. I don't know if she recalls, just like in passing at like conferences and stuff. And her husband, I believe, is Tim King, who's also on social media. I believe he's a high school teacher. I know he loves motorcycles, if it's the right guy. I hope I've made the right connection. Anyway, long story short, like when I saw that, I was like, oh, somebody else is kind of paying attention, or we'll get an email saying that we put something up or whatever. And now that was that connection came from one of the binary videos that I made, because I was in a chat and I said something about reflection and kind of my process in the path that I've been on with respect to self-reflection, blogging, podcasting, vlogging. And the vlogging has come from like working with you and the support to kind of push me a little bit deeper into my practices, I guess you could say. And then, you know, she made a comment about it. So I was like, I'm gonna do a quick binary vlog about why I vlog, where it came from, how it kind of plays out, what it means to me. So that's brought her into the Decoded podcast world, which is cool. Because you and I are both into having conversations. And so I think I answered your question. I don't really think about it till it hits me over the head. Somebody says something, or somebody makes a comment about it, because really it is like another world for me. Like when you and I do this, when we go through this process, it's like two buddies talking. We happen to be teachers and fathers, and we're talking about whatever. And we seem these days to have like a long list of stuff that we'd like to talk about, like that. And, you know, Matt, I'm glad you talked about Mad PD because now I've got it up on my screen. And that is something I wanted to talk to you about. I didn't know if it was going to be on the on-ramp, off-ramp, or the actual podcast. But you and I have decided that there is no wall when it comes to what you and I are going to talk about. We just do it. And I think the bottom line at the end of the day for me, that's where the rubber meets the road. Whether people are listening or not, we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about. And if people want to chime in, wonderful. If they don't, no worries. They can find somewhere else to be. There's lots of places to be.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that progression from, let's say, the parallel progression of what my reflection process looked like, because the Mad PD is almost the same time. So I guess I'm kind of in about my third year, just over my third year of using digital and social media spaces to develop, share, connect my reflective practice. So, you know, where I would have, I think I mentioned to you, I tried blogging a while ago. I tried blogging when I first had kids and I was starting to write things down about, you know, being a new dad, and I couldn't make it stick. Like I couldn't find my groove in writing. It ended up becoming just some like digital journaling, but I couldn't find a way to, I guess, compel myself to put it out there. So it ended up just staying in my, you know, my journals, my own paper journals. And I have those entries that had never made it to a digital sphere. And then teaching, somehow education kind of sparked up the drive to get out there and share my classroom experiences and, you know, some of my thoughts and how, you know, the interplay of other people's thoughts on my experiences. And then, you know, that led me to the podcasting and kind of connected me with you in that sphere. And it's funny how the evolution, I'll be curious to see I'm very curious to see how robust this current iteration of Mad PD will be, because I think they're going gangbusters on this. Somewhere in there, I thought they said they're trying to get 500 presenters. Like, it's a big number that they're trying to get commitment from, for people to do, you know, to build this sort of like world of making a difference. Like it's fascinating how big it's kind of gotten. I when I look at it from my perspective, as far as how my practice has grown, I feel like I haven't gone bigger. I've kind of gone smaller in some ways. You know, I still have the other podcast, but this one, I mean, the fact that you and I are engaged in this, you know, this long game kind of reflective practice, and we've only had the one guest, and that was just opportunizing the fact that I, you know, someone kind of walked by and kind of peeked in and jumped on the podcast back at that EdTech summit. It's funny because I think I leave the podcast. I used to leave our podcast and kind of think to myself, geez, I don't know what are we going to talk about next week? Like almost more on a week footing. And then I realized that doing the smaller space conversation that you and I have, I think I've become more aware, kind of more in tuned with what's going on around me, which is such a counterpoint to what I was, you know, what I do with Chasing Squirrels, which is completely outward looking. Like it's completely what's going on all the way out there in EDU, or people that are kind of doing stuff that strikes me like it's a good school story or an education story, sometimes in a school, sometimes around a school. And I realized that the necessity of this smaller space with the Decoded, it's allowing me to sort of drill down into stuff that I don't know, I didn't never really paid attention to my own stuff before. I was always sort of looking out at what other people were doing. But back to the Mad PD, I guess. I dig where they're going with this. I'm, you know, thumbs up for making it a bigger, more robust event this year. And that'd be pretty cool. I guess the only downside to being, if you end up getting involved in Mad PD, is that it's you spend time kind of getting your own kind of thing together, is that something of that size, how do you choose? Like, how do you choose? I mean, that is the internet. How do you choose what you're going to be sort of fascinated by? So,
well, the good thing about it is it's all recorded and it's all true. Placed somewhere. So you can, this movement, this way of grabbing PD or information, recording it, putting it somewhere, man, this is the best. Like, it's all archived. So you don't even have to pick, like, if they hit it as hard as they are looking to do, there's going to be stuff out there that people like you and I are going to be revisiting over and over again. And that's awesome. For someone like me, that's awesome because I'm not going to be going anywhere. So for it to be available for me to watch whenever I have some time is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then to be able to possibly connect with the person who presented it, 100 times better. It's like it's open source. It's like, people, here is the place. Fill out this form. Tell us who you are, where you are, what you want to talk about, and we'll make it happen as best as we can. I mean, you know, don't go telling Mad PD that Roland says you can present, but it's not my call. But what I'm saying is there's lots of opportunity. And you know what it can do to people? So you don't present at Mad PD. What's stopping you from going over to YouTube, doing like a hangout like you and I do, you record your presentation, and then just push it out to whoever wants it? That's where we're at. I don't need to go anywhere and stand in front of anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. I can record it, and I can just push it out.
It's funny because that reminds me, when you say that, that reminds me of what struck me so hard when my school board first did like an ed tech summit just for the school board. So it was very much, it was kind of just kind of offered up to only the teachers there. Since then, the school board has taken more steps to broaden the invites and open it up. So there's a board member and non-board member price point. And one of the conversations I got into when I was sitting in one of the conversation spaces, I said to the person I was talking about, like, okay, so this is awesome. Look at big Saturday, right? Look at all the smiles on everybody's face. Like, everyone is so hyped to be here and to play and learn and hang out. And I said to the person, I said, you know, what would it take to carry that energy forward? Like, what is it that you need to carry this forward so that we're not just kind of lily pad jumping between this year and, oh, can't wait for the one in 2000, whatever. No, but like, what are you going to go and do now? How are you going to action this in a way that you feel like you're kind of building some street credit between now and then? And that's, I'm totally on point with that. Like, if you are someone that leaps in for the first time and presents in the actual day, I would highly encourage, like, don't wait to the next one to keep doing this stuff. Like, keep pushing out your content, keep building the connection so other people can see what you're doing, or just, you know, try another modality of it. You know, like, if this time you're recording the thing and pressing play, maybe try doing a live one. Like, just start messing with the actual format so that you come back at it, you know, in year four. And you can do so many more interesting things. Plus, you carry that positive energy forward. I think that's the one element that I just can't let go of. It's the idea of, I get to talk with you every week. You know, we text and we chat during the week too, but I know we have this landing space where that we've kind of nurtured and set up in a way that it works with our life. It works with our family, and it works with our mindsets. And I feel that's what we are taking, that sort of mad idea, that make a difference philosophy, and kind of actioning it on the daily. And I would encourage anyone to try playing with that, you know, presenters or participants, you know, come out of Mad PD and jump in and start connecting. Kombucha.
Okay.
Good stuff.
I like what you did there. How we hit Mad PD and we pushed it out a little bit. you and I are considering doing something together on MADPD.
We'll and see.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out.
We put out the feelers. Our people are talking to their people.
Our people. Yeah, that's our people. Right.
You go first.
Who's our sponsor again? Do we have any sponsors that we want to stop now and introduce?
Didn't we say it was Bitter Pill Kombucha made in the shack out back?
There it is. So we've given props to the sponsor.
There we go. Tick box checked. Do you want to mention the fist on the table behind you? Did you want to shift to that or talk to about a little later?
No, I'll shift to that, but we need a publishing company now. We need somebody that is going to publish our stuff.
Well, that's why I put out to you whether or not we just want to do decoded pod publishing.
Publishing? Yeah, let's do it. I like it. Okay, that's perfect because I'm looking the fist, the Hulk fist, is my new venture. And, you know, maybe I can have a book. And about the book, I encourage you now to pre-order the not soon to be published book. Okay. But you got to make sure you send me the money. I don't know. What are these books going for these days? I don't know.
Let's you know what I dig?
$24.99.
Wait. Let's no. I'm gonna bring in the weird teacher to the conversation. Oh. Doug Robertson, right?
Yeah.
He has clearly like I'm gonna have to school. It's 3D. It's in 3D. You know, one of the cool things I've heard him say a bunch of times is the idea that the price point on this stuff, you gotta know that teachers want to support you. Roland, teachers want to support you in this. Do not price it unreasonably, right? So I'm just saying, you know, we have, you don't want to bottleneck this in such a way that you're forcing people to drop $24.99 when you know better.
Okay, but you know what I want? Fine. It won't be $24.99, okay? How about I just give it to you for nothing? But I still want you to pre-order. I need people to pre-order. So
that would now that is hilarious.
I want you to pre-order the book. No cost to you. But I need the pre-orders or else I gotta have some pre-order. Like I gotta show people.
Okay, so here's the question. We put out a Google form or Google poll. And we build the capacity that people want to see you write this book. Will you write it?
Well, it won't.
Because it ain't going to write itself.
I keep calling it a book.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe. But listen, you're going to pre-order something.
Okay.
So let me tell you a little bit about the concept. And then you can pre-order whatever, however it's going to play out. So here we go. So if you follow me on Instagram, you've already seen what I've done. When my fists arrive, the other one's over there. I only have room here for one. I've got the two Hulk fists, okay? And here's the deal. Because I reflect a lot, I think about my work and I see the amazing work that's happening outside of me in education via social media. You know, I see like the whole teach like a pirate concept. And you know, we've got Lee Martin, who's an Ontario educator, who's a daredevil in the classroom.
Yep.
And he's moving that along in his way, and he's pumping people up. And it got me thinking, Chris. It got me motivated. It got me thinking that, you know, I have ideas, and this one is called Hulk Smash EDU. And here's where it comes from. Okay. For those who are not familiar with the Hulk, the superhero, the Hulk, he's a scientist by like when he's in his human form. And unfortunately, when he gets upset, when he gets really angry, he can't control what happens in his body, to his body. He turns into this big green beast called the Hulk. And the Hulk is a force to be reckoned with. The Hulk, he smashes things. He destroys things. He can cause a lot of damage. But he is a superhero. He is a positive one. And I think what's happened is over time, have been able to harness the beast into helping do good. And this speaks to me. It speaks to me on a number of different levels. Personally, it speaks to me as a human who has difficulty dealing with anger. So there's a little tidbit for you. And, you know, I'll have to charge you if we're going to talk about that. But so there's that part of me. But there's the part where I can take some of my discomfort and do something positive with it. So my students will be introduced to these tomorrow. And I'm going to slowly release these to them to show them that when they are learning difficult concepts, they too can transform into something different for a short period of time to help them crush whatever's in their way. So if we're doing something in mathematics and they're really struggling, they want to put these on as they're learning, and they want to think about how they can crush the difficult concepts in their way in order to get to the other end and be successful with whatever it is they're learning. That's what I'm about. That's what Hulk Smash EDU is all about, Chris.
Pre-order now.
We don't know if it's a book. We don't know if it's a Google slide deck. We're not sure yet. What I will tell you, though, is I'm giving it away for free. Okay, I thought about charging $25.
I love that I talked you down from that. I won't even take my cut then as a creative consultant on this task. I'll knock my fee down to zero as well.
Oh, I appreciate
that. Yeah, in the spirit.
Make no mistake that I know you're going to be making money off the kombucha.
I already got some brewing out back right now. So
there you go. So that's Hulk Smash EDU. So let's see if I can find the picture, courtesy of my wife. My wife took the shot of me. I was so excited when they came in. In fact, you made a comment on my Instagram about it. So here, there's a shot of me with them. And the message, this is what it says. It says, there are educators who teach like pirates and some that are daredevils in the classroom. Let me present a third option to you. Hulk Smash EDU. You can pre-order the not soon to be released book now. And then I give credit to my wife for taking the picture. And then you jump in with, holy crap, I can't wait for our podcast this weekend.
And here we are.
And here's a close-up black and white shot.
That's good.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. So that's kind of what I'm playing with the fist. So I'm going to put this dude back over here. And I would like it to show up here and there, but if it's in my classroom, it's going to be hard for me to remember to bring it home. But you know what? I might buy a couple just for the house.
You know, the kids are going to dig it. They are. The kids are going to dig it. They're going to look at that, and they're going to, in the least, they're going to look at it like play. You know, in the least, you're introducing that self-regulation, reflection, a little bit of empathy, some personal wellness stuff. There's a lot of different cool stuff you can play with there.
Awesome. I'm glad you said all that.
Before Marvel catches you. So we'll see. We've messed with the letters still though, right?
I don't know. People, I thought about calling it Hulk, H-U-L-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought it's never going to get any traction. Nobody's going to find it. Nobody's going to think to enter that hashtag onto social media. If it's Hulk, H-U-L-K, then I'm sure someone's going to shut me down real fast. Yeah, but yeah. I'm not making any money, right? Because there's no money being exchanged. This is going to be a resource that people can have if they want it.
I dig it.
Can we shift gears?
Do it.
I want to revisit mentorship.
Okay.
And listen, when mentorship from afar or up close is done right, man, does it ever feel good. Like the rush one gets from a good interaction with a mentee or a mentor is priceless. And I've got a great story for you. So my son was in London this weekend for a hockey tournament, and I'm fortunate enough to be a Google for Education mentor through the it's late, man. It's like 9:24 on a Sunday night and I'm out of gas. But okay, so I'm a mentor for certified innovators.
Okay.
And I love it. I love it. And this year I'm working with an amazing educator, an instructional coach actually, who lives in London, Ontario, where I was on the weekend. His name is Jay Dubois, and Jay's fantastic. So I never met him face to face. It's only ever been Google Hangouts and Twitter. And he's got a lot of energy. He's got wicked ideas. He's a leader. He's a true leader in Ontario. And I can't wait for him to continue to grow and for me to watch it happen. Anyway, so I send him a message and I'm like, dude, I'm going to be in London. And he did this to me when he came to Kitchener last year to go to the EdTech Summit. He hit me up. He's like, is there any possible way we can connect? It wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to work. And I felt bad, but it wasn't going to work. So I send out the same type of thing. I'm going to be in your neck of the woods. Here's the hockey schedule. And here's where I'm going to be. This, you know, if you can make it work, let me know and I'll carve out time to sit down and talk. So he was good enough to tell me on this day at this time I can be at the rink and we can chat. And I told the dude, I'm like, you know what? Come to the rink. I'll buy you a beverage. There's not a lot of variety there, but it's on me. It's the least I could do. So not only does he meet up with me, but he friggin' buys me a drink. Like, he came with Starbucks hot chocolate, which is like, you know, he probably has no money left because he spent it all at Starbucks. Anyway, we had a great conversation. It was great to meet him face to face. And it was great to talk education, to talk reflection, to talk innovation. Like, you name it, we kind of hit it. And, you know, for me, it was nirvana, right? Because here I am talking EDU with I consider an amazing person. Awesome educator, and I'm watching my son play hockey. Like, the only thing that could have made it better is if we were recording Decoded at the same time and I was eating barbecue. Like, I think that's what would have, like, just thrown, I would have died. There's no way I could handle all that, right? Heart attack, boom, explodes because there's nothing left to do in life. But
that's awesome.
Anyway, so that was, I got to, you know, and I'm learning from him as much as, or if anything, he's learning from me. Because he's got wicked ideas, he's a thinker, and I really believe he's an educational leader. And it was just fantastic to connect and to talk. And so that's the mentorship up close, right? That he knows I'm here for him. It's kind of formalized within the program. And then there's the mentorship from afar. I know that I mentioned some names the last time we talked. I've been talking more, though, with David Terrio since you and I talked about mentorship from afar. And, another amazing leader who, you know, he's cool with it. He's like, whatever, whenever. You know, if you need to talk about this or that, you want to bounce ideas off or whatever, just do it. Just, you know where to find me. And that just... there's what could be better, because we work in education, the silos are there. And I talk about moving out of the silo, but sometimes I just don't. I live in my silo. I invite people in, and sometimes I come out and enter into somebody else's silo, and it's mutually agreed upon, and it's, you know, it's open and welcome. But to just know that there are people like Jay and David and the others, I'm not going to start mentioning names because there's no way I could list them all. You know, people outside of my system, people inside my board. Like, it's awesome and it's re-energizing. And it reminds me I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
For every person that says I'm crazy, there's someone else that says, hey, can you pass along some of that crazy to me? Because I really like what I'm hearing. Can we talk about this? So I just wanted to hit that because it was just awesome to get to meet one of the people that I'm connected to in that way in real life. It re-energized me. Like, not that I was feeling down or anything, but it just reminded me. It reminded me of the things I've laid out, like in blogging and podcasting, and how it's reached certain people, and that they've taken what I've written about and the examples I've provided to heart, and it's motivated them. And that's huge for me. So for someone like Jay to tell me that the things I've done he's considered and that he's used it as thought fuel, that's a big deal to me because, as you know, I'm not putting that stuff down for an audience. I'm putting it down, and I told Jay this yesterday. I said, I'm a bit of a collector. I enjoy the process when I'm in it, but I really enjoy looking back on what I've accomplished. That, for me, that's my fuel. Like, it's like, wow. When I look at Decoded, we're in our second season, we're still doing this, and I look back on the things that we've talked about and the things we've done, and I'm proud. And then I look at the binary, I look at the reflections you and I are doing using video, and it makes me happy. It makes me think, like, this is so it feeds my like collection thing, and it also feeds my self-reflection, and it gives me like a benchmark to compare myself to. So people reading, people not reading, people listening, people not listening, really, that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. The Hulk smash thing, I do want to blog about it. I need to carve out time. Right now, I'm in the middle of report cards, and my wife said it best today. We were both doing things, 100% procrastination.
Yeah.
And we were laughing about it. Because you know what she did today for lunch? She made sushi. So my wife went grocery shopping, came home with all the things she needed to make sushi. She never made sushi before. And it was prime time procrastination. And we all benefited from it because it was delicious. And then, you know, we had a good laugh. She went her way and I went straight to the computer. And I got work done that I couldn't do on the Friday and Saturday because I was with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And with the team having a good time. But, you know, I'm gonna blog about this. And I'm going to blog about it because I need to get it out of my head. I need to get it out of my head. I need to see it in front of me. And I need to be able to come back to it at some point to remind me of, why did I do this? Because I'm kind of feeling like it's a stupid idea at one point. I need to go back. I need to see what it truly is about. And honestly, I think it can help some of my students. And it's one more way to put something on. You know, and you know, I was hitting things with it, and you don't really feel anything when you hit the wall or hit the table, which is awesome. And so they can do a little bit of that, and maybe it'll put them in a different frame of mind that will allow them to deal with their learning in a different way, kind of a fun way, I'd like to think.
Mm-hmm.
And if people read about it, or if people say, tell me more about your stupid idea, I'll say, go to this link. You can read all about it. And if you like it, great. And if you don't like it, that's great, because I didn't do it for you. I did it for me, and I did it for my students, and that's where I wanted to land. So thanks for letting me talk about the mentorship from afar and up close, because I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good after talking to Jay.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Yeah, Jay, I got to meet last year. Got to hang out with him for dinner. He was, I think it was at some ed tech thing. He's cool. He's a funny guy. I enjoyed sort of, especially, you know, I kind of had gotten to know him digitally, and you sort of set this, you always set sort of like, well, I mean, digital only reveals so much, right? So getting to sit with him and actually get the full 100% version of his personality. The guy's a crack up and real, like just the stories he was telling, and he was so quick to laugh at his own stories that you can't help but jump in and kind of laugh along with him.
100%. really easy to talk to, in my opinion, really easy to talk to. And like, I feel like I knew him before I met him face to face, which is always a good sign. Now, I'm going to add another layer. It was funny because we were sitting, there was a sitting area near the canteen. We were sitting and talking, and I could see the people from the parents from the hockey team were doing like a double take, like, what's Roland doing over there? Who's he talking to? Like, what's going on here?
Right.
And even, you know, they're running ahead of schedule. So one of the dads came over and said, just so you know, sorry to interrupt, but just so you know, they're going to be starting 15 minutes early. I just wanted you to know. And it was very interesting because this dad isn't normally as hesitant as he was. But like, I could see all the parents were, that would normally just come up and just start talking, were like hesitant. They're like, Roland's talking to somebody we don't know. And it looks a little like intense. I wonder what's going on here. It's one of those things, that you just don't know how it's going to play out. But that was interesting to see as well, because if they would have sat down and listened to me talk, they probably would have gotten a feel for my passion that I have for my work, right? Yeah. And the passion that I have for like wanting to innovate and wanting to share my knowledge and wanting to gather information from other people. That's not what they normally hear from me in that, like they don't, in that context, that's not what they're going to get from me. So that right. was interesting. It was kind of cool.
Just go super backtrack. I think that person's name, Miss J, I think it's Jack Miak. Okay. I think. And I hope I haven't crushed it again. Like I don't try, but just, yeah, her PLN. Deep, her connection to the international MAD PD. What do you call it? Do you end that by saying conference? You don't say conference. What do you say? MAD it's PD.
It's an unconference. I just read.
So it's an unconference. Okay.
Yeah, it's an unconference.
Cool.
Okay. So we hit MAD PD. We talked about Hulk Smash EDU. We got to mentorship from afar and up close, and we've been on for a while. So what I want to propose that if you got something on your mind, drop it and let's see what we can do with it for the next little bit. And then we'll call it a night.
No, I think I'm good. Yeah. I think I'm good. I don't, I like that you got that explanation out about the Hulk Smash. I like those connections that you made. I also, you know, I'm wholeheartedly, like I wrote here, pre-order now or later, it's still going to be free. So Hulk Smash EDU.
You know, I thought there was a moment in my mind where I thought maybe this could be big and, you know, I could go on the keynote circuit. I could call myself a published author. But I guess it's not meant to be, Chris?
I don't know. We'll see. My people talk to your people.
The kombucha people.
We'll get out.
Decoded publishing. I love it.
Yeah.
Decoded publishing. It's all free. There's the tagline. It's all free, man.
As long as we keep the P on the end, decoded DCP, decoded publishing, decoded podcast. Oh, decoded kombucha. That doesn't work.
Let's change the name of kombucha.
DCK?
Pombucha. Decoded pombucha.
We'll work on
you're
that.
You're the culinary guy. You can make
it work. I'll figure it out.
Hey, last you know what's sip. Really what I just realized? Oh, what? Last sip?
Mm-hmm.
Down it, baby. There it goes. The kombucha. Your gut's going to be so happy tonight.
Fantastic. Go for
later,
it.
Later this week, I'm supposed to be meeting with my NTIP mentee who I connected with from On Ed Mentors Connect Phase 1. How cool is that?
That is cool. That is cool. So I'm knee deep in that OEM Connect thing right now.
Phase 2
with Rachel McIntyre is her name. So she's looking to broaden her YouTube use for BookTube. Yeah, there we go.
She's going to smash it.
He's gonna smash it.
And I can't wait. I can't wait to hear more about.
Can I say one thing about this? That's interesting. Can I just drop something quick? Not you, hold the fist up. Hold the fist up, just so we can see. So this is what's fascinating. Is Rachel. So she's in Helen DeWard's cohort. Okay, so she's in her class, and it's interesting. So her project is an inquiry, and I always like I get it. It's an academic term. I get we're going to do an inquiry project. And I think about the whole, like, I wonder, I'm always, because I'm not an academic, I'm really not. I want to kind of test drive, do a thing, break it, kind of. And it's interesting that the inquiry into Rachel Helen, I'll say this up front, but I get on a weird fence. I get that with school, you have to do things like inquiry projects. I get that. And then you're going to find some data, and then you're going to make a decision. You're going to move forward, and you're going to sort of action something. That's a good photo. Oh, your mic's off. All right. The using of things like YouTube for an inquiry project, I think it's cool. So much of it is cool. I think I would have a hard time doing any inquiry at all because I would be so swept up just in prototyping, just running with it, trying it out, giving it a shot, you know? So that was an interesting thing. I had to pause for a moment when I was thinking about the mentor-mentee relationship and realized that, you know, the individual I'm working with is accountable to her school tasks as well. So whatever this project is, you know, she's going to be having to sort of pass it through this lens for school consumption. I'm really excited for her when she gets beyond that and she can just start running with it and, you know, going beta with the students, because there's really something in the long game. Like you right now with that sponge fist beside you, like that could be an inquiry project too, but it's really difficult to pitch that until you can be with the kids a long time. It's really difficult to sort of even like suggest that it could be a thing until you have a multi-pronged kind of approach that you can work with the class, outside the class, and obviously, you know, the Marvel universe, however that plays out. But I paused for a moment and I had almost forgotten going into this process that the mentorship was couched in curriculum to a degree, somebody's curriculum. And I had to stop, like, oh yeah, that's right. Okay. So it has to be done kind of this way. And I'll be interested to see how she actions it within that frame. Because you and I both know, if you wanted to start another podcast tomorrow and share it with your students, it's done. Like there's not an inquiry lens. There's not, you just do it. And I think this is, if I wrap it back to where we began, this is the lesson from Mad PD. There's a whole lot of layers that you can say you're waiting for permission to go out and kind of do this thing digitally. You can wait and wait and wait and wait. Or you can just sign up and go for it. But I do, I'm looking forward to learning more from Rachel, what she does, because I'm familiar with the BookTube. She sent me some links to check out. It's very cool. It's very cool stuff. I can see the literacy. I can see all the lenses from inside. So I can see the literacy. I can see the performance element. I can see the digital citizenship elements. I can see all that. I'm looking forward to see what her paw print is on this, like what her version of this will be. So
very cool.
Looking forward to it, Rachel. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Okay, man. We did it.
We're there.
Thanks again for being open to the after dark portion. And, hopefully next week I can update you on how my kids react to the whole Hulk thing. I have a feeling the first couple of days are going to be spent doing fun, immature things with the fists, but that's okay because, you know, as an experienced educator, I know, and I'm okay and open to the fact that the kids need to play a little bit first, right? They need to get that out of the way so that there's nothing distracting them from when it's time to use it for the learning. We don't
All that priming. They haven't been primed at all, though, have they?
No, not at all. Not at all. Some of them aren't even going to know who the Hulk is. Some of my newcomers aren't going to know. They might recognize the Hulk from like Halloween or something, or from, you know, popular media, pop culture, but that's it. They're not going to know too much about it. So it's my opportunity to sell the Hulk.
I like that. I like that. There's a new fluency. You're bringing in a whole new fluency. Hey, good job, Chidiac. Good job, Chidiac.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, have a great week.
Yep. You too.
Stay out of trouble, eh?
Sometimes it's okay to be in. Just know the trouble you're in. How about that? Stay out of trouble or know the trouble you're in.
Fair enough. I'll take it.
Okay, man.
Have a good one.
Yep. Ciao.